Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Are you guys feeling wacky from daylight savings time and it's a full moon? Let's get into this crazy mayhem episode. Let's get into it, baby.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, put a finger in the sky if you want it, nigga.
This is what, like, they were all on tonight.
Yeah, we had to play Deja Vu because, like, it was, like, last episode content all over again.
Yeah, that's true. It was definitely a to-be-continued, but a weird to-be-continued. Let's get into the episode. I am your host, English Cleveland. We are recapping Maui Mayhem Season 9, episode 16. Ladies, let them know who you are.
I am Mo Classified, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
Hey guys, I'm Jesse Zanner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
And as you guys can see, it's ladies' night.
Yes. Sorry, Justin. We'll miss you.
A little bit.
And join us in the chat. The chat is already alive.
Ooh.
So let's do it.
People are awake.
Yes, they are here.
What are they talking about already?
Bob.
Okay.
Phaedra and Portia, mainly. Okay. Yeah. So
perfect.
Yes.
So let's get into it. So the episode started off basically with all of the girls just chatting amongst their groups about what happened at the table. The episode started with Candy basically with the same frustration that we saw last week. She's wanting to punch Portia. One thing I can attest to, Portia's anger management did work because she sat there and didn't get up and she wasn't provoked. Right. But Candy was infuriated and could not stand Portia, the sight of her. It seemed like the whole table turned and they felt like it was Portia's fault and that she is lying and that they didn't want to be amongst all of that as well. What did you guys feel?
I feel like Portia did not get up and, you know, do anything, want to fight, want to hit anybody, because she was the one telling the lies. So, like, nobody was provoking her to want to get up and, you know, hit anybody, because nobody was telling lies on her. She was the one telling the lies. So, of course, I'm going to sit there calmly when I'm the one doing the attacking.
I agree. I never even thought about it like that. Like, I've been believing Candy all this time, but now that you say that, that's a really great point. Like, she doesn't have to defend herself, so she doesn't have to fight.
Right,
so
just throw out lies. That's back. Me defending myself.
Yeah, that's
or
a good point.
Do you think that she honestly doesn't think that she did anything wrong? Like, the main thing that she should attest to, if she doesn't feel like she created these lies, maybe saying, hey, I shouldn't have spread them bigger than what they were. Someone else told me that. Because she didn't create these lies.
Right.
So for her to sit there and be calm and, like, cool and collected, it's almost like, well, I didn't say this. I just told you someone else said that.
Well, no, at the end of this episode today, she did say, I did just bring those out. I just unleashed those. She
never said that she didn't, that she made them up, though. She said that.
Yeah.
She just said that she made them bigger than she should have.
No, I felt like she was just saying, I threw out anything I could. Like, I just threw out my defense mechanism because I didn't like what you were saying about me. I feel like that's what they came to the conclusion
yeah,
of. Like,
no,
I'm
so
just lying.
Right,
I thought she said I made it bigger or brought it out bigger because of what you said about me. And if someone throws something at me, I'm going to bring out something about you.
I heard that last part, but not necessarily that I'm going to make it bigger. But I did hear, like, if you make up something about me, I'm going to make up something about you. Or if you say something about me, I'm going to say something about you. And I just feel like that's so childish and so petty. Like,
yeah, we have people.
You have
in the
to
live
bring
chat.
Facts to this type of situation. You can't just make up something off the wall and then something that off the wall about drugs and Candy and all
oh
of that.
My gosh,
so
I
it's
know.
Just making me starting to question Portia's character.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we came to the conclusion that, you know, Portia said she's been hearing this stuff, but she, you know, Candy said something about her, so she's going to throw something back at her.
And it may have been, like, the dirtiest thing someone else is saying. You know, she's hearing in the streets. It's not right for you to say something, especially that if you've heard it from another person.
But that's, to me, that's not even fair in an argument.
You could have heard that, like, in a blog somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be from anywhere. Like, you could just Google search something, and you're just going to go with the worst thing to get back at her.
Right. Yeah.
But we have people in the chat, Can I Live, Tangle, Joseph Boza, CCF Freak. They're all saying they're on Team Candy. They don't believe Portia.
Mm. Yeah, me too. I'm on Team Candy as well. I feel like your argument is not valid if you're not bringing facts.
Yeah. I mean, okay, we'll get into that. So, let's see. There was so much back and forth, like we just said. Like, mm-hmm. so much back and forth, but nothing of really great substance until the end. So, Candy basically is sitting with Todd. She wants to take a break from Portia. They're going on a speedboat. She does want Portia to come. She calls Phaedra up. She lets Phaedra know, you know, I don't want Portia to come. I just want peace and calm. So she's like, okay, fine, I'll go relay the message.
Right.
So then she relays the message to Portia. It's like a lot of telephones. Yeah. So she relays the message to Portia. Portia's like, boom, that's cool. I'm gonna lay out with Todd. We're gonna get us a couples massage. Right. You know. But it was interesting before that. Portia had made a comment to Todd saying, you know, us girls, you know, we usually have these type of arguments and then we just move on and wake up in the morning.
Right.
No, not in this case.
Not this case. Yes. She learned different in this
not
case.
Not in this case.
Yeah.
But what do you think? What are they saying about that? Are they saying anything about that in the chat?
No, just still about Portia. And people are questioning her sanity since she kicked Kenya's butt at the reunion.
They're questioning Portia's sanity.
Yeah, and honest to God, like, this is the first time, honestly, that I've been against Portia. I think I said to you when I walked in. Like, I've always loved Portia.
Me too.
I've always backed her. She's a beautiful girl. She's funny. She's smart. Like, when I say she's smart, like,
She has the common
sense. She has some stuff that she says that is really ignorant, but
we need it.
She's a strong businesswoman. Like, for what she does, like, she works her ass off. But, like, here I'm just like, come on, girl. Like, she's really killing me right now. And so, you know, people are questioning her sanity. I don't know if I can go back to that, but I don't know what's going on this season with her and the whole Candy thing. It's just...
Well, what did you guys think about Phaedra walking in with her bathing suit on that she had since she was 18?
That's what I was thinking.
Do you believe that lie?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, has Phaedra really heard this since she was 18?
Like,
what kind of body did you have at 18?
Yeah.
And why, like, I don't understand how one moment you're wanting a restoration service and you're wanting this and meeting up with people in the church and these pastors and singers
holy,
and the next minute you're talking about how your booty is eating your bathing suit.
Yes. And then that recap of all her vacation outfits.
Oh my gosh,
It gave me life in a sense. I was like, Phaedra really does. I didn't notice until they just recapped it all. Like, Phaedra really does go out of her way to be extra.
Someone just, one person just needs to, like, call her out. Hopefully that's what we're waiting for later.
No, I think they love it. They love it because, you know, they're used to Phaedra being so holy. So they're just like, let Phaedra bring out all the stops on vacation.
Okay, so the ladies are traveling, and they're having different conversations. Cynthia's talking about Peter and how she's really enjoying him being on the trip, and how she may want to take another lap around the pool for old time's sake, and how they're not technically divorced. So I know that's something we mentioned last week. Like, is she divorced? Is she not?
Right.
Because she's saying one thing, and then she said... Didn't she say just a few weeks ago her divorce was final?
Well, she might be now, you know, in real time.
Yeah. But no, but even on the show, I thought she spoke to her... Did she talk to her lawyer or something? Right. And he said, it's final.
Yeah, I'm so confused by it. That's why I'm wondering if, when they tape the show, they don't air it in the same sequence that they... you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if they taped that after they taped... Like, you know what
they
I mean?
They shouldn't have showed
Kenya,
it to us.
Kenya said something like, Cynthia's divorce is final in the next couple of days. That's what Kenya said. Huh. She's like, this is weird. They're on vacation and the divorce is about to finally be finalized.
Yeah, which is weird because I feel like she already told us that, though. Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
So
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyways, in the other vehicle, we had who was in there?
Kenya.
Phaedra
and Sheree and Bob.
Yes. So, Bob, who is the most annoying, immature man in the whole world, makes an accusation saying that he's never hit Sheree.
I literally cannot take him
Sheree
anymore.
Sheree basically said that he did. And then Bob says, oh, well, could you still breathe? Well, maybe I should have choked you harder.
Right.
Everybody, like, I don't know if this is for you guys, but I feel like everyone has experienced, like, this boy in high school or this boy in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. That annoying guy that just says the most inappropriate, like, off-the-wall things. Like, why would you even say something like that?
Right.
But it's like they have, like, diarrhea of the mouth, and they're... It's like a defense mechanism, right. I think, for themselves.
But I don't even see what was, like, he defending at that point. Because I felt like everything was going smooth. It was kind of out of nowhere for me.
Yeah.
It was like,
I think he tried to be, like, funny. And yeah, that was right. defense mechanism. Yeah, no. He thought, like, that's something that could, like, be a joke and cute, but it's not.
Yeah, no, he definitely was joking. Like, he was, like, smiling and laughing. And I'm like, no, but that's not funny because you actually did that, though.
Exactly.
Like,
it's
that's
not
funny.
He didn't seem bothered at all, actually.
No, and it from the flashbacks and what everyone else, I mean, what we saw, like, before of Bob, there are two sides to him, and it's actually pretty scary, like, to see.
How big of an asshole was he in that flashback that we see of him and Sheree talking about how he won't give child support?
Right. Or in the court,
sticking
out his
tongue. He was, like,
laughing
about it. I'm like, dude, this is, like...
He's always laughing.
I literally... I'm so done with Bob, and he was sweating so bad.
So bad.
That somebody has finally given him a towel. So he's, like, in the car toweling off. He's, like, in the jewelry store, and I'm like, just get him the hell out of here. Like,
yes.
I'm so done with him sweating. I'm so done with him being an asshole. Like,
yeah.
He's too much.
And I hated to see Sheree crying, because we don't see her cry all
the time. We never see her cry.
She's so beautiful. Like, right. She could get any guy. I'm just like, why are you wasting your time on this asshole? And she said it herself. She's like, I don't want my girls to know that... Like, I wouldn't want my girls to be treated this way, and I'm allowing this to happen, what, I'm just going to forgive him? And right. I'm like, exactly. Like, I understand people want to stay together for their kids, whatever, but, like, this is a situation where that should just not happen. Move on. You're going to find another guy.
Yeah.
So much better than Bob.
Sure.
I literally hate Bob.
No, he's disgusting. And it's almost like he has a kryptonite. As you could kind of see the relationship when Phaedra told him, like, apologize, apologize. And it's almost like a kid when a kid does something wrong and your mom has to say you're sorry.
But
to
did
him.
You see her face in that?
Which one?
Phaedra's. Uh-huh. Like, there was something.
It was like almost a joke.
Yes, there was like something.
She didn't take
her,
it that serious.
No, you're exactly right. Like, something in her face was just like, she was like,
say you're sorry.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like, Bob is pissing me off, but now Phaedra, like, you
really?
Are pissing.
Now that you guys say it,
like,
I can see that.
Like, disregarded it and was like, just say you're sorry.
Just
right.
to be, like, cute.
Better.
Yeah, like, I'd been like, dude, you're a dick. You better apologize to her right now. Like, I would not be smiling and, like...
Yeah, Phaedra was more like, this is too serious for me. Like,
that moment...
Get her to stop crying right now.
I literally cannot even, like, take that moment of the whole show.
Right.
It was so horrible.
Yeah, it was annoying.
I hope we
very
never
annoying.
See Bob again.
Ever again.
We will.
So during the time of them being on the speedboat, Portia finds that she is giving Todd a renewed effort, and they frolicked around the beach and had a good time and had massages and this and that.
Right.
And they actually looked really cute together.
They do look cute
they
together.
Look happy, you know.
Yeah, I like
the fact that she said renewed effort. Like, I'm gonna do this over, start this over, do it again.
Yeah.
Give it 100% this time.
One thing I can say, though, I'm sorry, Candy, you picked the excursion, but it seemed quite boring.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What, the boat ride?
Yeah.
Like Cynthia said, I would have rather
the
yacht.
They should have had a yacht. They could have had drama on the yacht. Like, I'm just thinking, like, as a producer-wise, like, you could have had a yacht.
Yeah.
You guys could have more drama. Like,
right.
It was no
That was just
fun.
Us,
like,
watching Kenya, woo,
scream. Exactly.
That was all,
And tell us that she likes dangerous things.
Right.
Oh, really? Because last time we checked, you love Matt.
She does love dangerous things, obviously.
So they went to dinner, and... Phaedra finds the need to announce that she wants to have a restoration service. And no one's pretty much optimistic about it. Wait, did they go tell Portia? Who went and told
Portia? I
think
Phaedra did,
of course. Yeah, Phaedra told Portia. They want to have a restoration service. She's down for it. She feels like, why is everyone just so mad?
Right.
I kind of feel like Portia's trying to play the other side of, like, Kenya. Like, how Kenya is always so delusional of, like, what do you mean, like, everyone hates me? Like, have I done? Like, why? No, I could never do that. I'm perfect. I'm Miss America. I'm this. I'm that. I'm just so great. I think it's easier to play, like, the victim and the delusional card mm-hmm. than it is to just apologize and be like, I shouldn't have told Ran and said something mm-hmm. that someone else said about you, even if it wasn't true. So, anyways, let's get into the restoration service. So, yes,
they need Jesus right
Todd,
now.
Oh, basically goes off with the other guys, and he seemed to be blending really well with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He seemed to be able to have a normal conversation.
Right. Why I didn't realize he was 40.
Oh, yeah. Because he definitely doesn't look like it, right?
Yeah,
I just don't understand. Why can't we as women just get along like the guys do? Like, it's so easy. They just, like, accepted him in. There was no, like, oh, who the hell does he think he is?
Yeah,
or, like
his girlfriend is terrible, so I'm not going to be friends.
Started this mess with my wife.
Yeah.
You know, it's Todd could have did that, you know?
And even the other Todd was like, they just need to deal with it amongst each other. And then Bob's immature self sitting at the end of the bar, do you see the cute girls down there?
He gets on my nerves. Even Peter was more mature than him at that point.
Yeah.
Like, Peter's not even really mature, but he was just like, I have to respect my friend. You know, I have to respect the friendship at this point. So that was a big, you know, big moment, big step for Peter. Proud of him right now.
I think that Bob knows that he's, like, a problem to Sheree. I think that he just doesn't know how. Like, his immaturity makes him, overrides him trying to show her
solve
that he really cares.
Mm-hmm.
He even said, he's like, I think I've put so many scars on her that she's just so callous at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's true. He probably feels like he's done so much damage at this point by him saying just one little thing like, could you breathe? It's not going to hurt her more.
He said it's like women, ice skating uphill.
We're like sensitive. It doesn't matter. Like, there may have been a time where she may have been like, shut up, Bob. Like, that's so annoying.
Yeah.
But you can't, bottom line is you just can't say certain like things like that to people. And it's inappropriate, and especially if you've caused physical harm against someone else. Like, that's not a joke.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says, Phaedra is too broken to restore anyone.
She really is.
Yeah, I agree.
She really is. So, before the restoration service, who went in there?
Portia.
Phaedra and Sheree were all sitting there and they were talking amongst each other, and Sheree mentioned, you know, I want to talk about, like, I was confused, like, is this restoration service just for you guys to, like, come together and just be whole again and new again, or is it to, like, bring up all of the worst things this another has said to each other?
Well, I feel like it kind
of
goes
hand in hand.
And,
like, let each other know?
Yeah, I feel like it goes hand in hand. Like, I do have to bring back this old stuff that really hurt me, or that I felt like, you know, was really malicious by you, in order for us to become friends again.
But,
like,
they are friends.
That's deep. No, they're all shady friends.
They're always going to be shady friends.
Right. But I feel like it is more broken than ever, like Phaedra said. So that's why she felt they needed the restoration return better than they were.
I also feel like they need to have a conversation about this.
Right.
And by Phaedra, like, Phaedra's always up to something shady. So I almost feel like she had to bring it up because she knows she's part of this mess.
Right.
And if she brings it up and is kind of like the leader of it all, she never has to admit, hey, I kind of was involved in this too, and I kind of also helped, like, take this rumor to the next level.
Yeah.
Because if I'm talking a whole bunch of shit and not saying anything, and then I'm like, oh, we need to have a talk about this, and now I'm, like, the group therapy leader, and I'm like, okay, tell me about this, I don't ever have to say what my part in all of it was. Because I think that's what she does.
Yeah, even during the session, she was like, now does anyone else have anything to say? And it's just like, she was waiting on people to bring up topics,
like,
and it's just like, well,
and
we
say
gave
that it was
you this
like,
time.
You did this.
Yeah,
and
she
this
wants to be
is
able
your
to say
thing.
Oh, she's driving me nuts.
Like, you should orchestrate it in a certain way, but if you could tell, like, in the beginning of the conversation, she kept talking about Sheree being so offended.
Right.
And Sheree being
she was
so
acting
offended.
Like Sheree. Sheree usually is the one to bring a topic up that has nothing to do with her and just, like, lay it out there.
Exactly.
Like, y'all touching it.
She was like, yes, finally something that, you know, Sheree's the only person that could actually say, well, listen here.
Right.
You were talking about Candy as well and Shamia and that whole situation. So let's talk about that. But instead, Bob ruined it and made Sheree already broke down and said that she couldn't even remember that instance. But I pray to God she does, because Phaedra needs a little lesson learned.
Yeah.
So, Kenya, or Sheree feels like Kenya mocked her abuse. They showed us a flashback of Kenya basically saying to Sheree, oh, well, what, you know, about all the men that beat you or you've been beat before, and da-da-da-da. Sheree basically wanted to let her know, I'm offended by what you did at that time. Like, you shouldn't have did that.
So I'm trying to figure out why she brought that back up. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You're offended now because Kenya witnessed that emotional moment in the car. But at the same time, and I'm never on Kenya's side, but I was actually on her side at that point, because she was saying, I was explaining to you, or I was trying to teach you or give you an example of how not to blame another woman for her own abuse. Like, you can't do that. So that's what Kenya was saying. I was just giving you an example of, like, how could you blame this woman, you know, point the finger at this woman for being abused. You should never do that.
And that's how delusional they are, that they have to bring up something that happened a year ago and can't even see, like, the value of it. Like, I wasn't, and you guys are friends now. Obviously, really, like, you made a conscious effort to be over whatever she said about you in the past, whatever she did to you.
Exactly.
You said, I'm cool with it. Whenever you decided to sign up for that, you can't decide to bring up things that happened, like, when you guys are mad at each other in a restoration service. Like, you already are restored.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, they were cool even that day. So I'm like, why is this being brought up? Like,
it was like they had nothing to talk about.
And then I feel like Phaedra was just thinking, like, okay, if I put everything out on the table and nobody says anything, then nobody can say anything later. Like, if nobody brings up my mess and my drama and all of, you know, my skeletons out the closet, then I'm safe.
And one thing I do appreciate about Candy is she's the type, like, if we, like, we've seen before in the past, like, she's had issues with Nene, she's had issues with people before, but she's the type, like, okay, I have issues with someone, I'm gonna blow up, I'm gonna have a lot of anger, I'm gonna cry, let it out, and then she's like, cool. Like, you would think her and Portia would have been going at it, but she's just kind of like, whatever, like, I'm over it, I'm sitting here, like, appeasing you guys to do this thing. But they should have been the ones, like, needing restoration. And they talked about their issues, but Candy's just like, whatever, forget about it. But they're the ones, like we saw earlier, Kenya kept egging her on, like, she's always a liar, she's lied to all of us, she's never gonna be anything but a liar, and always a liar, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like,
maybe Phaedra was secretly hoping that that would get resolved in that restoration
meeting, just happened.
But it just didn't.
It happened the night before. Like, what do you mean? Like, no, one day maybe, you want them to argue, and then the next day just be all honky-dory with each other again?
No, I mean, maybe Phaedra secretly wanted her and Candy's issues to be resolved during that meeting.
Oh, well, she only wanted one thing to be resolved, and that was about the feds.
Yeah.
So, where are we? Kenya basically said to Sheree she was provoked, so that's why she felt like she said that. But Kenya, she should have had a different argument. So Portia basically explains to us and to the girls, Candy is upset because I brought up things about her of what other people have said. So it's not, Portia does, and that's, I think she just sits there and is like, cool, because she's like, I'm not being mad at you or mean to you. I just brought up in the heat of our argument what other people have said, but she doesn't know it's a lie. So all the girls keep saying, well, show us the proof, well, give us the facts. But what,
if you don't know it's a lie, you shouldn't be speaking it at all.
Exactly.
If you don't know if it's true or if it's a lie or not, it shouldn't be a part of your argument.
And
you should be kind of certain.
No, well, here's true. My thing is, like, so she said this lie because she's mad that Candy said that she slept with Block. Is that, like, why this all started, for real?
Well, it came back, it probably came back around and not that way. You know Candy, like, she'll say things because it's the truth. So she's like, yeah, Portia had sex with Block. Why?
Yeah.
What's, like, the big deal? But maybe Portia didn't want that information out.
Exactly.
And so because it was released, Portia's like, well, guess what I heard about her?
Yeah.
This is,
like,
and
since
it's
y'all,
like,
telling secrets.
Yeah, since you guys are running and telling
behind
that.
Behind my back.
This, and then she has a friend who's not friends with her and is in her ear all the time. I'm sure Phaedra says bad stuff about Candy all the time.
Right.
And then it's kind of weird with the Shamia in the middle of the friendship, and then no telling what's happening sexually amongst all of them, or what's true, what's not. So there's, like, so many, like, avenues in it. But one thing that I don't respect about Portia is that Candy was right. She supports all of the girls.
Right.
She does try to help them in every
that
way
was
possible,
so
like
depressing.
Fulfilling right. their dreams. And I forgot like the singing thing.
Yeah.
And Portia didn't even have boobs then.
Yes. It was so. I was just like, what's
she
different?
Looks so cute.
She looks so
she
slim.
Looks so cute.
She looks yeah. so skinny, right?
Yeah, she's
super
yeah.
skinny.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show that, you know, sometimes when you do say things out of frustration or out of anger, it can travel.
Right.
And they were friends at one point, and she helped her. We saw her through the divorce, through, you know, different periods in her life.
Yeah.
And even if your friend did say something bad about you, or you may think that she did, if your relationship is that
exactly.
strong, you wouldn't, go and run and tell something that you've heard in the gossip news
exactly.
or the blogs
exactly.
about your friend, and especially if it could detriment her career and her lifestyle.
Right.
I do agree with that. I
right.
do think that Portia should apologize for that. I don't know if she made up the lie. I don't want to say that. And I'm sure she does have facts, but I think that everyone keeps getting so big on, like, Portia's a liar. And it's like, she may not be a liar. She may just be a bad friend.
I think it's both.
You think she's a liar? You don't think she really heard that information from other people?
No, and that's what I'm saying. Even if she did, like, it shouldn't be a part of your argument unless you know for sure yourself.
But does that make you a liar, or does that make you just a bad person or a bad friend?
Because
what are you
I feel like
about?
In a way it does make you a liar, because you're the way that you're presenting this information, you're presenting it like it's fact. You're presenting it like you have no doubt about it. Like, this is what happened.
Mm.
You know?
My thing is, like, this whole Block thing is, like, not even a situation. If they would have just said, like, oh, yeah, she slept with Block, okay, and they just moved on, like, we wouldn't be thinking about this at all right now. Like, who the hell cares, honestly?
Right.
Like,
yeah, but people that heard it were people that aren't friends of Portia. So anytime, if Kenya came back to her and said, oh, so you did have sex with Block or someone, they're all...
But, like,
she's gonna not like it. But she's
everybody
not gonna
has
like
sex
it.
With somebody. It's like, who the hell cares? Like, just let it go. Like, I don't know what... caused her, like, this guy must suck. I mean, he does, like, we know, but, like, he must be, like, absolutely horrible.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
she's, like, ashamed of this or
right,
something, but, like, then he shouldn't have
this.
Done it then, but, you know,
right.
Everybody in chat, well, not everybody, but a lot of people, three in a row,
Portia's a liar.
Yeah, Portia's a liar.
Even if she is relying, yes, Benson.
Yeah, so...
Even if she's relying.
Yes.
Well, amongst all of that, because I don't think we're going to get what we want out of it. And
I don't think Candy wants to build himself either.
I think she's kind of like, whatever.
But
like,
yeah,
it's so true.
Is.
That was
she
so
is.
Sad to see those flashbacks and, like, how much she was helping Portia. It's like,
yeah, it's like,
I want to see women helping each other. And, like, now, like, you guys were there for each other. And now you're just like,
exactly. And it's like, Candy, out of all
comment.
The people,
one
she
little comment.
Has no reason to be there for you anymore.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't even pay child support. And he's like been a cast member on this season,
right?
Like, so much that they need to write him a check.
Why do women let men get in between them? It's
right.
like,
because men don't let women get in between them.
Obviously.
Hashtag real talk right there. That is like, that's like wisdom for you to all think about it out there in the world.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting. So amongst all of that, after they were done hashing that subject out, Portia felt the need to say, well, you know what?
You need to.
You know what, Candy? I feel like you need to apologize
right?
to Phaedra.
What is wrong?
You
with
have not even
right
apologized.
Now.
She didn't even apologize.
Oh my God.
No,
she didn't
she
even
didn't
give
apologize.
Like a half-ass apology. Or
no,
she didn't even
she
mumble an apology.
It. She shouldn't have made it bigger.
Yeah.
That was her apology.
She could have, like, you know, mediocrely apologized.
Like
you know, when people give half-ass apologies, like
yeah.
you know, they
oh, yeah.
don't really want to apologize, but they just do
I'm
it.
I'm sorry
anyway.
That you feel that way.
Exactly. She couldn't even give us that, and has the
I
nerve
mean,
to be trying to demand an apology out of Candy.
I just literally can't believe the stuff that happens. Like, this is ridiculous. Could you imagine showing up to a group of your friends, or not your friends, just acquaintances, and be lying, and then be like, okay, we're done with that talk, but, oh, and by the way, you need to apologize
right.
to my friend right here. Like, just shut your mouth and just move
and
on.
And their
right.
drama has so many avenues that
oh
it was
gosh.
Already 11:30. Like, they would have been up till, like, 6 in the morning trying to hash out the whole Candy and Phaedra situation, because they both did each other wrong, and it's another... it's another friendship of being best friends and having the great relationship. And then when things went sour, it turned into talking bad about one another spreading the worst rumors. Was that a bug or just the eyelash?
I'm not sure.
I missed it.
But no, I'm glad Candy has been mature enough to... Because like even with Portia telling her, you need to apologize. I feel like Candy is just like above them all right
now. Like she's over it.
I'm done with you guys. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not even going to...
And she did apologize.
My madness
she
did. On you.
She apologized. And even she didn't have proof. And that's why she apologized. Like, I'm apologizing that I said that the feds, you caught the feds. Right. You know, maybe you didn't. You're saying that you didn't. Okay, I'll apologize for that.
You think
but
that
you
would
weren't talking
like
to other men.
Apologize are expensive. Yes, like, they're not even expensive.
Well, you think that Portia would see that and be like, all right, you know what, Candy? Like, Candy is teaching Portia right now how to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I heard this rumor and I said it and I'm sorry.
And it's over with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's done with. But still, let's talk about Phaedra.
So
and
Phaedra
this lie that she couldn't even
feels
get
like,
out.
Well, Portia or Candy feels like Phaedra should lie or should apologize because she lied about talking to a guy while she was still married.
I still
to
didn't get
Apollo.
Her like whatever she was trying to say. No, she didn't talk to guys.
She said this is exactly what she said.
She couldn't.
She
get it
said, "Well, I wasn't, but." Him and I weren't really, like, talking. I mean, we were talking, but we weren't, like,
I
can't even talk about all this right now.
Right.
And then that's how she changed
what was resolved? What was restored at
like,
that point?
Right. Like, you just lied.
You just ran from the whole
and it's
situation.
Like, how do you say, well, I wasn't talking, but you were talking?
Right.
Like,
what were you doing then, if y'all weren't talking?
So, but here's the thing. What's the big deal about it if she was talking to another guy? Like,
well, because
you're,
she's
I think
still
it's
technically
just,
married.
But
and
who cares?
As a like, person that's a Christian that she thumbs the Bible all the
there
time and
go.
She
exactly.
judges
that's
other
it.
People.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you're not
that's
supposed
exactly
to be talking
it.
To another man while you're still technically married and you're going through all of the drama of your husband going to jail and he stole money and you were married to him, but you didn't know what was going on.
I know.
And
she wrapped herself in that mess.
Why are you talking to another man? Like,
and then just the fact that she was making it seem like she wasn't. Like, I could see if she was just flat out honest about it. Like, I'm talking to another man.
Yeah.
While we are about to get this divorce. But, you know, Phaedra.
Yeah, she has to lie.
Yeah.
Shady Feifei. So, we end the episode with all of the dramatics. Bob and Sheree meet at a jewelry store.
Oh my god.
He is acting like he wants to buy her a ring. He's
sweating up
her,
a storm.
Yeah, he tells her basically.
What did he say?
All of these clusters.
Yes. Oh my god.
Remind
she kills
me of
me.
All the things about you.
All the clusters that I love about you.
I love about you.
Go ahead.
And Sheree brings up the abuse situation. Bob basically starts laughing again.
He can't help it. I think, I don't know, he gets nervous or something.
Yeah. Sheree says, basically, like we said last week, like, this was a test, and Bob failed it. So.
I feel sorry. I think we'll, what do y'all think? It's over?
Like, she's
done trying with him?
No.
I don't
think
so.
You think she's going to still try with him?
I think she is.
Yeah.
I think she is. I don't think it's over. And I feel I'm starting to think that this is becoming a part of her storyline. Like we say, Matt is a part of Kenya's storyline. Like Bob has just become a part of her storyline.
And last time I checked, wasn't Bob broke? Like, how is he able to buy all these clusters of diamonds?
So she's getting him a check.
And if he is able to buy clusters of diamonds, then maybe that's why Sheree's back with him.
That's true.
Because what is the reason to stay with someone that's breaking your heart and making you cry? And I know it's
breaking
easy
your
to
heart
say
and
that
because
we've all been there in a relationship. Yeah. Like, why am I in this? Why am I in this? Right. Well, I've been in that. I've been in that. And it's hard, but she broke free. So it's like,
it
run
back.
While you can.
Yeah.
Get out.
Oh my God.
poor.
Yeah.
Sheree. But I think they will actually.
I hope they don't.
Again.
Like, I was so confident at the end of that episode when she said that.
No,
that she's
I could
done.
Tell that it wasn't the end all be all. To me, I wasn't convinced.
I wasn't.
But,
it wasn't like, you know, they didn't give us enough drama for it to be the end. It couldn't just end that simple.
I wish we could just, like, see her going on dates and that could be her storyline. And
right,
we, like, meet these guys that are coming into her life and not have to deal with Bob. I just, like, literally cannot take Bob anymore.
I think she probably wants to stick with someone that actually really knows her.
Yeah.
Because she's one to lie,
it's like
too.
That. Yeah.
And so, I mean, we saw she called her interior designer, and I think it's coming up in a couple episodes. We're going to see the inside of her house and da-di-da-di-da-di. But maybe she just wants to stick with someone that actually knows that she's really broke.
Right.
I don't know.
As you get older, you do want to stay with somebody who knows you. You don't want to start over all the way and just do all of that over and over again.
Yeah.
But still, I don't think it's healthy, but I don't think they're done.
No. So, more drama next episode. I don't even remember the recap.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think Sheree and Bob might have been a part of the recap.
Yes, they were, for sure. And then there was one other thing that I saw that I noticed that I wrote down. Oh, Phaedra's divorce party.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Phaedra's anyways. Yeah. I was just assuming it was her divorce party.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely her divorce party, isn't it?
I didn't see that.
I guess it could technically be Cynthia's, maybe. But I took it as it was Phaedra's.
I'm thinking more Cynthia now that you say it. Because it's fresh. Cynthia's is more fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see her celebrating it.
Phaedra's just happened too, right? Last week?
In real life?
Last week.
In the show life.
Yeah, remember her, she met up with her lawyer, and her lawyer said, I want to tell you in person that your divorce is final.
Okay, well, it could be.
Who knows?
Or maybe they're having it together.
I don't know. What do you guys feel about divorce parties?
I mean,
I feel like it's just something fun to, like, take your mind off of it, or just to, like, another reason to drink.
I think it's a cute idea, because, like, a divorce is probably really hard, and, like, what better way to get over it than by, like, having a little party with your girlfriends and be like, cocktails. The hell with him, thank God he's gone, you know? Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Maybe you shouldn't be celebrating divorce, maybe not, but, like,
no, I think it's worth celebrating after all the stuff that they go through. Like, divorces are tedious and stressful, so it's like, let me celebrate this being final.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, do you guys have anything else more to talk about?
No.
What are they talking about in the chat?
Somebody, Can I Live, says Bob has a girlfriend.
He probably does.
No one wants Trey, so not even immature. Bob. And he is trash. I don't think that's true. Like, I think Sheree is so beautiful, and, like, I just think she is, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't have a lot going for her, but I just feel like she does.
She seems like a nice lady. Yeah. She works out. She seems like a great, like, candidate. Yeah. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with her other than that she lies. Like,
I think the only thing wrong with her is that she's stuck on Bob.
You know? Yeah, so,
what else do we think?
Nothing much, really. Portia's a liar. Phaedra. They were talking about Phaedra earlier.
Actually, Benson Olivia says Cynthia's more authentic, and I do want to point that out, because last season, I was getting so annoyed with Cynthia. Mm-hmm. I've loved Cynthia. I mean, not loved her. She's never been, like, my favorite person on the show, but I've always been, like, on her side. I'm like, okay, I like Cynthia. And over the last season, I was like, dude, I cannot take her anymore. And now she's coming back around, because she's like, she doesn't want to put up with this shit anymore.
No.
She, like, got up and she's like, I'm done. Like, this is all bullshit, like, and just moves on. And I can appreciate that. I definitely think she is more
Do you think that she's saying that because Portia may be considered, like, the weaker link than her? So she's like, you know what? I don't need to sit in the midst of all this. Portia's a liar. Because she was very vocal, like, in the beginning of the episode. Like, oh, this is a lie. It's all a lie. Yeah. Like, this is
all
a lie.
Well, you know, she kind of has it out for Portia because of that fight on the other boat.
Right.
So I feel like she always kind of secretly wants Portia to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, well, we're going to see. We're going to see. Well,
Sheree is handsome.
Sheree is buff. I was looking at that episode, like, damn, I should be sitting down doing some sit-ups right now.
Push-ups.
Yes, something. Okay, you guys, well, I think that's it, right?
Yes.
That's all for this week. That's all.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It has been another fantastic episode. I am your host, English Cleveland. You guys can always find me on Twitter at English Speaks, as well as on Instagram at Pink English.
And I'm Mo Classify. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classify.
And thanks for joining us on chat, guys. We love hearing from you. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
And until next time, lovers, we will see you next week.
See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com.
I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.